approach the issue from first the PPP's point of view, then I will try to make a little comment on digital and green transformations in general, which, I mean, I do not consider myself an expert, I mean, in the digital and green transformation. So let me first start with the challenges in the context of the potential of PPPs. So I have just said that PPPs have great potential. Yes, that's what I think. But of course, there could also be challenges. The first challenge, I think, could be the initial investment costs in especially in green transform. Sometimes green transformation may require initial cost. Yes, we know that those costs will be paid off with future benefits, but if the procurement environment in the country is relatively short-sighted, then the initial cost could be thought of something additional without looking at the future, without looking at the issue from the whole life cycle perspective. So this first initial cost can be a challenge. So especially if it has an additional factor in the cost of capital from the private sector point of view. If the private sector takes this as an additional cost on capital, then obviously it will be reflected in the contract in terms of the operating period, etc. So my concern is we should understand that the green transformation and digital transformation should not lead to additional costs that would be reflected in the contracts. This should be thought in the context of the whole life cost. So even though there will be some initial costs, it will be paid off in the future. But here, at this point, the challenge is that the costs are financial, but benefits are socioeconomic. So costs are going to be accrued to, in the PPP context, probably to the private sector, but benefits will be accruing to the society. So there will be, if I may call this, cost-benefit distribution mismatch. So this is a challenge, I think. So public sector may take role to close this gap, because as I said, if costs are financial, borne by the private sector, but the benefits are socioeconomic, distributed through the society, then private sector may not have the right incentives. So public sector should try to close that gap, I think. Obviously, lack of clear and complete regulations are another challenge. Lack of human capital. Digital and green transformation requires skilled human capital, and this is not the case. This is not always the case in some countries, especially in developing countries. And privacy concerns. We all know that technological advances, we see day and day more capable, tailored, and individual products that can track in human behavior. I mean, that obviously creates privacy concerns. And also the challenge of behavioral change. Green transformation requires behavioral change, and it may take time from this perspective, because people tend to ignore benefits that don't directly accrue to them. Yeah, they usually focus on direct benefits. So public sector should have a role to close that gap. And effective coordination is another challenge it requires. So finally, let me conclude with a similar comment on digital transformation and green transformation. We said that they are critical, especially green transformation. But I think the challenge from the green transformation point of view is that, as I said, in this case, costs are financial, but benefits are socioeconomic. Costs have to be borne now, but benefits, and they are financial, but benefits will accrue in the future and they will be distributed. One of the most important challenges, I guess, as compared to digital transformation. In the digital transformation case, benefits are financial, costs are financial, and benefits also are also financial. When you buy something, when you have a digital technology, you get it and you pay the cost and you get the benefits, direct benefits. That's why I think if, as my friend said, if a product really solves a problem, and if a product is really useful for human needs, there is great demand for that. The demand explodes, I mean. But in the case of green transformation, this is not the case. Even if you have a perfect product that would transform the environment, we don't see a great demand for it because the benefits are distributed into the future and throughout the society. That is the, I think, most important challenge. And that's why we are not able to achieve sustainable development goals. We have been talking about these for the last couple of decades. That is one of the, I think, important challenges that public sector should take a stronger role.